Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
A Book of Nonsense by Edward Lear, Part 6. There was an old man who said, "How shall I flee from this horrible cow? I will sit on this stile and continue to smile, which may soften the heart of that cow." There was a young lady of Troy, whom several large flies did annoy. Some she killed with a thump, some she drowned at the pump, and some she took with her to Troy. There was a young lady of Hull, who was chased by a virulent bull. But she seized on a spade, and she called out, "Who's afraid?" which distracted that virulent bull. There was an old person of Dutton, whose head was as small as a button. So, to make it look big, he purchased a wig, and rapidly rushed about Dutton. There was an old man who said, "Hush, I perceive a young bird in this bush." When they said, "Is it small?" he replied, "Not at all. It is 4 times as big as the bush." There was a young lady of Russia, who screamed so that no one could hush her. Her screams were extreme. No one heard such a scream as was screamed by that lady of Russia. There was a young lady of Tyre, who swept the loud chords of a lyre. At the sound of each sweep, she enraptured the deep, and enchanted the city of Tyre. There was an old person of Bangor, whose face was distorted with anger. He tore off his boots, and subsisted on roots, that barascable person of Bangor. There was an old man of the East, who gave all his children a feast. But they all ate so much, and their conduct was such, that it killed that old man of the East. There was an old man of the coast, who placidly sat on a post. But when it was cold, he relinquished his hold, and called for some hot buttered toast. There was an old man of Kamchatka, who possessed a remarkably fat cur. His gait and his waddle were held as a model to all the fat dogs in Kamchatka. There was an old person of Gretna, who rushed down the crater of Etna. When they said, "Is it hot?" he replied, "No, it's not," that mendacious old person of Gretna. There was an old man with a beard, who sat on a horse when he reared. But they said, "Never mind, you will fall off behind, you propitious old man with a beard." There was an old man of Berlin, whose form was uncommonly thin, till he once, by mistake, was mixed up in a cake, so they baked that old man of Berlin.